AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to Rooted Agritourism. I'm Dr. Liz Fidler-Mergen, owner of Sunny Mary Meadow, a U-Pick flower farm, wedding florist, and event venue in central Minnesota. Our mission is to serve anyone rooted in agritourism, value-added agriculture, and rural entrepreneurship, the people turning ideas and raw products into thriving businesses and experiences. Let's dig in. Welcome to Rooted Agritourism, formerly the Flower Farmer Forum podcast, and we are officially kicking off season four with a new name, a broader mission, and the same heart that's behind every single episode from the start. So if you're new here, I'm Dr. Liz Fidler-Mergen. I am the owner of Sunny Mary Meadow, a flower farm and event space in central Minnesota, and the founder of Peddling Perishable Products. Honestly, I'm just someone who is building a life and a business that makes sense for my family, my values, and the land that I am very deeply rooted in. So why the name change? Why now? The answer to that is because farming in the world is evolving, and my farm is evolving as well. I do think a big reason for the big rebrand and the rename is the fact that Flower Farmer Forum, it turns people off a little bit in the fact that they're like, well, I don't want to be a flower farmer. That's okay. If your whole goal is some sort of value-added agriculture or direct-to-consumer or even, you know, just farming in a non-traditional way or trying to do something a little bit different than the previous generation, this is for you. And I know that, you know, I can see the demographics. All of my listeners are women, and then they convince their husband to listen or listen to certain episodes, and it's just time to level up, and I'm excited. Truthfully, there are only so many episodes that I can do about zinnias and how to sell tulips and how to grow a flower farm. Don't get me wrong, I am still a flower farmer at heart, and that is what my business is. And I'm always going to be someone who teaches, you know, the boot camps and intensives and hosts Flower Farmer Forum Conference and creates resources to help flower farmers build thriving and profitable businesses. That is not going anywhere, but Sunny Mary Meadow is growing, and I've become more of a farm store and a floral workspace, and I have new subscription models and private events and just expanded offerings. It made me realize that this industry is so much bigger than flowers. And most of the flower farmers that I'm working with are doing something else. They're raising chickens. They're selling goat milk soap. They're teaching sourdough classes. They're hosting events on their farms, or they're planting apples and they're pressing cider and they're grazing cattle and they're selling freezer beef. And you see a pattern here. They're doing so much within their land, and they're starting their own version of agritourism and realizing that there's a whole world out there beyond what we thought was possible. So this podcast is needing to grow right alongside. So the bigger picture is within my county, Stearns County, Minnesota, I've become really interested in, you know, the future of what this county looked like, because the takeaway of it is that Stearns County, Minnesota, where I live, is one of the highest agriculture revenue producing counties in the entire state. However, the problem is most of that comes from commodity crops like corn, soybeans, pork, and dairy. And these markets are so vulnerable to global pricing swings, and they require huge acreage and huge investments to make a living. And it used to be that you could buy 50 acres, keep the home and buildings with the land, rent out the tillable ground to the farmer, that rent check would cover the property taxes, maybe even make a dent in the mortgage, and that is not the case anymore. So now that rent check doesn't even come close. The property values are what they are, and people are looking into smaller parcels, not because they don't want more land, but because they simply can't make the numbers work. And this shift is incredibly complicated, and it changes how we think about agriculture, land use, and rural economies. And it's exactly why diversification is a huge part of so many different county and state comprehensive plans. And that plan calls for more than just keeping large tracts of land intact. It encourages creating opportunities for smaller scale farms and value-added agriculture and diversification and agritourism that allows people to make a living without needing thousands of acres. Meanwhile, the biggest farmland owners in the United States are not family farms. They're people like Bill Gates with over 250,000 acres, or the guy that owns RDO Equipment, the potato giant that supplies McDonald's for French fries, who controls close to 200,000 acres and runs one of the largest John Deere dealerships in the country. And we can't compete with that. And we don't have to, and that's okay. So it's really hard to get started as a brand new farmer. Agritourism really is the wave of the future, and it's one of the fastest growing ways for farmers to create a sustainable income without needing thousands of acres. And it's not about replacing traditional agriculture. It's about adding to it. It's about diversifying it. It's about keeping the land in agricultural use and in the hands of families. And it's about connecting people who are completely disconnected. You know, they don't know where their food comes from, their flowers, their fiber. And it's about answering their questions. It's about sparking curiosity. It's about letting them see, touch, taste, and smell the real thing. Some people will always want to buy their vegetables at the grocery store, and that's fine. Some people will always need to buy their vegetables from the grocery store in a can, and that's fine. Others want to talk to the farmer at the farmer's market. Agritourism makes space for both, and it builds a bridge between them. It gives the dairy farmer a chance to host a cheesemaking class. It lets the beef producer invite families to tour the pasture. It turns an orchard into a cider tasting event or a music festival that people are enjoying the apple in a different way. And it allows a flower farm to host a STEM bar or a workshop or a wedding where the flowers came directly from the farm. And every one of those experiences creates a deeper connection to agriculture, a deeper appreciation for the work we do, and a stronger local economy. Agritourism isn't a side hustle, it's a future-proof strategy that keeps farms viable for families like mine. So here's what you can expect with this rebrand. What's new, what's not changing? And we have a brand new name, Rooted Agritourism. We have new social media handles on Instagram and Facebook at Rooted Agritourism. And we have new full episodes every Monday with the full video versions coming to YouTube. We've got a new rotating format that you can plan on. So one Flowers Bloom Anyway solo episode every month. It's focused on personal growth, mindset, and business resiliency. We have two guest interviews every month with others in the agritourism or value-added ag space, and one Sunny Mary Meadow behind-the-scenes episode where I share what's working, what's not, and what we're learning in real time. Every fifth Monday, you'll also hear from folks from the FSA, the Extension, or someone talking about grants or programs or updates on things that can help support your business. And then I have an update on PPP, Foundations of Peddling Perishable Products, that membership. Yes, it is still here, but we are shifting the structure. So instead of a lifetime course, it's now a membership model. So you get access to the library while you're active, but when you pause or cancel, you lose access, just like a gin membership or a software subscription. It allows us to constantly update the content, build out new resources, and offer discounts to in-person workshops, guest speaker events, email marketing courses, more. You're not just buying the content, you're joining a network of others right alongside of you. So essentially, you get full access to it for an entire year, and after that, you have the option to stay in it as a membership. Pricing isn't changed, the payment plans aren't changing, it's just after a year, you can choose to stay in it or choose to lose access. So current members are grandfathered in, special perks, you're taken care of, but this shift helps us grow sustainably and strategically. At the end of the day, this podcast really isn't changing that much, but the scope is getting much wider. And that's because doing something new, something non-traditional, something your community might not understand yet, it can feel incredibly lonely. I've felt it. You've probably felt it too. But you're not alone here. Whether you're building a U-Pick, starting a wedding venue, teaching classes in your garage, or just dreaming about the next step, this space is for you. You're part of something that matters. And I want this podcast to help you build it. So welcome to Rooted Agritourism. You can find everything we've got going on at sunnymarymotocoaching.com. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, at Rooted Agritourism. If this episode resonated with you, or you're excited about this rebrand, or you're like, oh, this is going to be perfect for XYZ person, please share it. Please help us grow. Please help us continue this mission. It really is a goal to provide resources and just make it a little less lonely for people that are doing things a little different. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Rooted Agritourism. If you enjoyed it, please leave a 5-star review and share it with someone who would find it helpful or inspiring. Your support helps us reach more rural entrepreneurs, dreamers, and doers just like you. You can explore all of our resources at sunnymarymeadowcoaching.com, where you'll find each episode in blog form, along with free resources to help grow your business. You'll also find info on upcoming on-farm and virtual workshops, classes, and courses. Be sure to check out our monthly membership, Foundations of Peddling Perishable Products, where you'll get access to a full library of our original course content, plus ongoing support through monthly virtual meetups with others in the industry. Just click the link in the show notes or our bio to learn more. We'd love to have you join us. Until next time, keep growing with purpose and stay rooted.